Hello and welcome. It's hour number one of our radio program. In this hour, a toss-up question. We look at the big game in the NBA, Brooklyn, with a remarkable comeback against Milwaukee, but we look at it a little differently than the other shows. Was this, toss-up question, a memorable Milwaukee meltdown or a heroic Kevin Durant comeback? A legacy game, the NBA media tells us. We'll examine that question and also the great quagmire of Giannis Antetokounmpo, Mr. Defense, not going against the other team's best player. That and more. It's coming your way right now. Here it is, our number one. The buck stops here. Literally, they stopped in the fourth quarter. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we twist in the wind, coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the flight deck as we soar on the red eye all night long here hanging out at the Fox Sports Radio studios. Hope all is well. We are back at it again. Our lead this hour coming from the NBA, but only one game. Only one game, so all you idiots that complain, you talk too much pro bouncy ball. What's wrong with you? Just chill out, relax, and calm down. A single playoff palooza. Head east, young man, we go. We talked about this game last night. The Milwaukee Bucks looking to take a 3-2 lead in their series against Brooklyn. Everything at the time we were here last indicated that that was a high probability. The gambling market indicated the public was all over the Bucks. At the time we left the airwaves, it appeared that James Harden and Kyrie Irving were not going to play in said game. Now, I don't know if you watched this or not. Maybe not. We watched it for you. Harden did play, kind of. Kyrie Irving did not. One guy that did play for sure, 100%, all of the game, was Kevin Durant. He scored 31 of his 49 points in the second half, and the Nets, with a counterinsurgency, paying off, and they get a six-point comeback win, and the Bucks stops late in that game. Game five of the Eastern semifinals. So the Slim Reaper, adding 17 rebounds, 10 assists back home. We called that a triple-double. He played all 48 minutes. And an act of godlike proportions, according to the NBA media. Brooklyn with the win, so they take a 3-2 series lead. The bad guys, the villains of the NBA, back on track. They did it with a wobbly, wobble, 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 James Harden. The beard playing like trash, and Kyrie Irving watching the game somewhere. What an emasculating night for Giannis Antetokounmpo. My God. His numbers weren't terrible, and if you didn't see the game, you'd say it's not his fault, but it was. And the Bucks, who led the majority of the game, the Nets led 2-0, and then the next lead after that, Bucks controlled the game from that point forward to the fourth quarter when Brooklyn got back on top. They could not leave Milwaukee at the finish line. They came up a wee bit short. So we have been overwhelmed in the hours since this game ended with a full sensory overload of Kevin Durant is this, that, and the other. I think he's a combination of Jesus, Mother Teresa, the Dalai Lama, and a few others mixed together after that performance. So toss-up question. Let's discuss here. Was this a memorable Milwaukee meltdown or a heroic KD comeback win for the ages? Now, the scales of Maller Sports Radio Justice indicate that this is a strong lean towards memorable Milwaukee meltdown is where I'm going on this one. So I've got Vikings, Bitcoin, and generosity. And you might be wondering how those things all relate to this story. Don't worry, I will tell you. We'll put them all together. We'll make some Baba Ganoush. Make the Baba Ganoush. All right, calm down. Calm down, bring it home, Jerome. I'm going to make the Baba Ganoush. All right, so now we begin with the fact that the Bucks, they have to wear the shame bell. And you know the mantra that I've had. I've been in this radio game for a long time, and my belief has always been the better story is in the losing locker room almost all of the time. The Bucks, they got to wear the shame. Tail between the legs, right? The deer walks off the court with that performance. They built up a not an insurmountable lead. Obviously, it wasn't insurmountable. The other team came back, but a big enough lead, and then made a hasty retreat after building up a 17-point advantage in a game that shifts the pendulum in your favor in the series. It was the last couple of minutes gutless. It was low IQ basketball. It was bad shots. It was butterfingers. The Nets, now they started making some shots that they had been missing earlier in the game, and it's the perfect storm scenario, right? The Milwaukee Bucks became frazzled, and as the late, great Minnesota Viking coach, and he said this while he was coaching the Arizona Cardinals, Dennis Green, a man who I interviewed when I was in college radio, Dennis Green came in, he was coaching the Vikings, and he gave me his business card, and he said, Ben, if you ever need anything, give me a call. I never did. But he was very nice. Dennis Green, the famous quote, if you want to crown them, crown their asses. All right, remember that? It's great. But they are who we thought they were.
They are who we thought they were. And we let them off the hook.
Damn right. That should have been the Bucks. The outcome of the game was about Milwaukee's shortcomings, getting what we call a chronic case of tight tuchus syndrome. The moment was too big. Couldn't handle it. Flop sweat. Ball became a spicy meatball. It was like a weight ball as they were moving it around the court in the final seconds. Now, when you talk about the Bucks, the buck actually does stop at the doorstep of Giannis Antetokounmpo. He's the guy who gets the biggest slice of the blame pie. He gets the largest blame shame bell. Back-to-back MVP. There is a responsibility. There's a cachet. There's an expectation that comes with that accolade, getting it a couple of times, defensive honors. And essentially, it is you're so good, you're so loved, that in a game like this, which is there for the taking, your teammates have set you up, you've made plays, close it out. Close the door. Lock the door. You didn't lock the door. You left the door open. Somebody came in and stole all the furniture. Bad job by you. Don't blow the game. It's inexcusable. Losing to the Nets without Kyrie Irving and a shell of James Harden is a mark on the resume of Giannis Antetokounmpo. It is an unforgivable sin. Of course, in basketball context, I mean, not in real life. Who the hell cares in real life? Now, the Greek Freak was the guy who forgot his Bitcoin password, right? Remember that story a couple months ago? The guy had $220 million in the bank, but he couldn't remember the Bitcoin password. That's essentially Giannis at the end of the game. Yeah, like $220 million. I can't remember the password. It's not my money. But it was your money. This was a golden opportunity, brass ring situation, and he fumbled it away, just like he fumbled the basketball away on a gimme for a dunk, set up by a teammate for a hammer dunk. He drops the ball. Misses some foul shots in the final seconds. Now, and you compound that with James Harden being not only a player, but useless. James Harden had a performance that was like Joel Embiid the other night for the Sixers. And Harden, was he going to play? It was a game-time decision. Certainly, the assumption is he was pressured into playing, that they needed him. He asked him to play even if he wasn't ready to go, and he went out and took 10 shots, made one of them. He made one more field goal than you made. Had 5 points, but one made field goal, 0 of 8 from three-point range. He loved that fallback three-point shot. He took 8 of them rather than try to go to the basket, and only 5 points, 6 rebounds, 8 assists. He essentially had a common man stat line. Played 45 minutes as a decoy. Joe Harris, I hear a lot of love for Joe Harris of the Nets. Another key cog for Brooklyn. He took 11 shots. He made 2 of them. That's it. 2 of 11. So you got nothing out of Harden. You got nothing out of Joe Harris. And still, the Bucks stumbled and bumbled the game away. Brooklyn outscoring the Nets. Brooklyn outscoring the Bucks, obviously. 71-49 in the second half. 71-49. And after Brook Lopez hit a money ball with 7:09 left on the clock, Milwaukee was up 17. They ended up getting poleaxed the rest of the game from that moment, 57-34. The Nets, to close the game, down 17, shot almost 70% the rest of the game, 68% over the final 19 minutes. Was anyone playing defense for the Bucks? And while, again, I'm going to go back to circle back to Giannis because his stat line looked passable to the low-information fan. The box score reader didn't see the game. 17 of his 34 points in the second half, but down the stretch, we mentioned it, the fumbled pass that would have been a dunk, the missed foul shot situation there, again, the yips at the line. And while he was out on the court in the second half, the Bucks outscored by the Nets by 24 points while he was out there. Played most of the half, so that makes sense. And the moment, and they brought this up on the postgame, the moment where this was really embarrassing was when the Matador defender, James Harden, known for his ole, 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 ole style defense, when James Harden pushed off help defense and was able to force Giannis Antetokounmpo, a back-to-back MVP, to take a fall-away, weak, meek jump shot late in the game. James Harden! James Harden! Who defends, he's got about as good a movement defensively as a cow. Right? Lateral movement as a cow. He was as big as a cow when he played for the Rockets. All right, last word here. So Kevin Durant is getting all the glory here, all the headlines. So one of these things that's a difference between radio and television. The TV people are lick, lick, suck, suck with Kevin Durant. It was a masterpiece. Right? It was great. I questioned when Durant got hurt with Golden State, would he ever have games like this again? The comps on players that had suffered an injury like Durant were not good. But on this night, it was masterpiece theater. It was. It was a humdinger of a finish. I mean, Durant, I mentioned the 57 points the Nets put up to close the game in the final 19 minutes, but Durant had 31 of the 57. And as a one-man band, that would not have been enough if it had not been for the generosity of the Bucks. And now we're going to watch the New York media machine inflate Kevin Durant. And it's bubble bath. It's Manny Petty. It's the whole deal. Durant's God's gift to basketball. You're going to hear that nonstop. And they're going to completely put this at biblical proportions. Keep in mind, this was game five of the Eastern semifinals. Kevin Durant has played in dozens and dozens of bigger games than this. You say, well, this is the most dominant stat line game. And maybe that was true. But it's the Eastern Conference semifinals, not the NBA finals, not the conference finals. Let's keep some perspective on this. But the legend becomes the fact and the building up the myth, the mythology, even more of Kevin Durant. And I would like to address the 48-minute deal, which got a lot of attention. Oh, my God, he played 48 minutes! Holy crap! Yeah. Am I a bad person? I'm not impressed. Does that make me a bad human being? Should I be like every other toe-sucking media member and be like, oh, I can't believe it! Listen. I like basketball. I watch these games. I get a lot of crap for it from people listening to the show. Like, what are you doing talking about basketball? What are you doing? I like it. But I'm not going to sit here and say that the game moves. You talk about baseball games dragging on. These NBA games are almost 3 hours, these playoff games. So playing 48 minutes in a game that takes almost 3 hours with endless stoppages for television timeouts, regular timeouts, foul shots. We had 42 free throw attempts in this game. That's a lot of downtime. Right? It's not like it's nonstop 48 continuous minutes. No, there's a lot of breaks. I'm thinking if you're a world-class professional athlete, you should be expected to play the entire game. This is like a strongman competition. I can't believe we played 48 minutes. And the reason that is, is because of the neurosis in the NBA where, you know, everything's load management and these players are convinced that they've figured out they can only play a certain number of minutes and all that. Now, as far as the series, all right, regardless of all that, it is premature to say now this series is over, just like if the Bucks had won. Now, the reason it's premature is the injury wild card, which is still alive and well, and that joker that can come out of the deck. Kevin Durant, does he have another one of those performances? Because it's likely going to take a carbon copy of that, assuming James Harden doesn't get any better. That is what it's going to take for Brooklyn, certainly to win in Wisconsin. And Milwaukee, they can still win this series, but it's only on one condition, that the Brooklyn roster completely self-destructs. And they partially self-destructed. We've seen that, and that's not been enough. But James Harden looks like, instead of having some high-end basketball sneakers on, he's got concrete blocks. And Kyrie, from what I'm hearing, is not expected to play in this series. All right, we will hear from some of the key participants real quick. Mike Budenholzer, the head coach, the embattled head coach of the Bucks here, was giving a shoulder massage to the opposing star, Kevin Durant.
You think of everything, you kind of go through it, you see how the series has evolved, and a special performance by him, credit to him, you know, some tough shots. So, you know, we got to look at it, figure out, you know, getting better.
Got to get better. Got to get, yeah. Oh my God. Keep trying. Get better. Yeah, okay. Here's more from Coach Budenholzer of the Bucks. It was brought up that Giannis Antetokounmpo, who's a top flight, at least according to the trophy chest, a top flight defensive player, should guard Kevin Durant. Why not have Giannis guard KD? Well, here's Budenholzer on that possibility.
Tuck's kind of done a great job this year, this series. Again, you know, some of the looks he made are, you know, very tough. And I think Giannis's activity off the ball, Giannis in other spots, you know, is important to us. And at the end of the day, you know, Tuck, Chris, Drew, these guys are doing a, you know, fabulous job. And he still goes for 49. You give him credit. You know, I don't think it was easy. You know, he had to work for it. You know, we just got to figure out how to get to game six and win at home.
Wow. Okay. And that's a slice of why Mike Budenholzer, if the Bucks don't win this series, will be coaching the Orlando Magic or the Portland Trail Blazers or the Dallas Mavericks or somebody else. All right, now let's go to Giannis. Giannis there. What an embarrassment, man. What? You wear the dunce cap if you're Giannis after this. You had a 17-point second-half lead, and the other team had one guy, and you're supposed to be as good as that other guy, and you crumbled in the final seconds. Here's Giannis, though, and he's saying, you know what, let me give you a, kind of a head rub here, KD.
Well, obviously, one of the best scorers to ever play the game. It's tough. You know, like, he's the best player in the world right now, and we gotta beat him as a team. We gotta guard him as a team. We gotta make him make tough shots like tonight. We just gotta keep doing our job, and hopefully he's gonna miss.
All right, so I'm trying to keep track. I got my bingo card out. So a couple weeks ago, it was Luka Doncic was the best player, but now it's back to Kevin Durant. And then when the Clippers beat the Jazz, it'll be Kawhi. My
name is Luka.
Well, that was a couple weeks. That's an old take there. That Luka's God's gift to basketball. And then a month ago, it was LeBron James. That was LeBron. It was still LeBron. So it's like a kaleidoscope on who the top player is in the NBA. Anyway, we'll take your calls. You want to chime in here? 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. You could be part of the festivities. So put me in, Coach. And will we see a hometown discount on a big-time free agent? We'll get to that as well, and we will do it next.
Who are you?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
From the first moment you tune in, you know the Ben Maller Show is not your garden variety sports talk. We welcome all the freaks of nature to the Maller Militia. Facebook's an online amusement park for all of us. You can chat with other super fans of the show. It's simple and it's free. Help support our show by liking our page. Go to facebook.com/Ben Maller Show. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Some people think that Charles Barkley is just there for laughs, but he had a great point following the Bucks-Nets game, which we began the show talking about. Barkley said, as the Bucks travel back to Wisconsin, if he was in charge of the Bucks, he would not feed the players on the plane. There would be no meal on the flight back to the land of cheese. And I agree. I don't think they can do that now because somebody be triggered. And well, those guys eat very well. You've traveled. You've eaten plain food. They eat a little bit better food than you. A little bit better. Eating in a box on the plane there. It's a slightly more delicious. Slightly more delicious than the stuff you would get. Kevin Durant, the big performance here, getting all the love. And the third best game score in NBA playoff history. It's one of those Fugazi stats that are somewhat recent. Somewhat recent. But the big performance by Kevin Durant, he posted a 50.4 game score. Now, can you do the arithmetic? Is that trigonometry? How do you get up to 50.4%? I'm not sure. But they say that's the third best game score in a single game in NBA playoff history. The other top games, one of them just happened this year, was Dame Lillard versus the Nuggets. Remember that double nickels game, that ridiculous game he had in Denver? And the Nuggets still won that series, even though Lillard was amazing. And then Charles Barkley, Sir Charles, back with the Suns against the Golden State Warriors in the mid-90s. So according to that metric, which I got to tell you,
it's not trigonometry.
Well, no, it's a game score. I don't know. I don't really follow that. Have I ever said that? I don't. That's not a stat. I've used some ridiculous stat. Game score. I've used some ridiculous stats, but I don't think I've used that one. I don't believe I have. But
never heard of them.
Anyway, so we played a soundbite from Mike Budenholzer, and he was asked why not have Giannis Antetokounmpo guard Kevin Durant, right? Nothing else was working. Budenholzer spun the story and said, well, you know, he made some tough shots and tried to defend the defensive strategy. Well, in the post-game scrum there, it appears that Giannis is open to guarding Kevin Durant. At least that's the scuttlebutt coming out of the Bucks side of things. So if that's true, then that has to happen, right? That has to happen. And we heard the sound by Giannis, you know, Kevin Durant's the best player in the world. But he did say that he would like to guard KD in game six. Of course, that might be a dollar short at this point, but better late than never, I guess. But maybe that's not the case there. But he did say, talking to the reporters, he says, I want to take on the challenge when discussing the possibility of playing against KD in the next game. So if that's legit, Giannis has more control over that than Budenholzer, so he's going to be the one that makes the decision on that. He runs the team. Late night drug tester says the Bucks better figure this out because Larry Krystowiak ain't walking through that door. That's a great point. Neither's Paul McKeskey. Terry Cummings, he's not walking through that door. Marcus Johnson, no, he's not coming through there. Junior Bridgman, not gonna happen. Sorry. Michael
Who?
Redd? No, not Michael Redd's not, he's not going in there. Not gonna happen. I'm sorry. James the Machinist from the Twin Cities says it's almost eerie how close you were on your prediction last night about KD going off and Blake Griffin having a good night. Glad I didn't put money on the Bucks. Well, thank you for listening. You're the only guy, James the Machinist, that paid attention. But I've learned. I've been burned too many times by the NBA. I am a beaten and broken NBA consumer. And as far as the gambling part of it, and everything, when we were on the air at the end of the show, is like, okay, we looked at the game. Milwaukee was like a 4.5 road favorite. And you said, well, they should win by at least 12. They should win by at least 12. At that time, James Harden wasn't supposed to play. Well, Harden played, but he was like, he didn't play. It's like a ghost. It was the phantom of James Harden running around the court or jogging around the court. But Blake Griffin, he had 17 points and took 11 shots, made 7 of them, made the three-point shot, 50% from three-point range. He played well. I think I said Durant would have double nickels, but he almost had a 50-burger. He had 49. He missed a foul shot and then yelled the F-word out late in the game, or he would have hit the 50 mark, the magical 50 mark. We love round numbers. Didn't quite get there. Just Josh, one of the Cincinnati bros, says, impressive performance tonight from the thin-skinned KD playing the full 48 minutes, which is roughly the equivalent of two Brian Finley updates. That's about right. That's about right. He's a very long winner. Big Rig Rob writes in from the highways and byways of the Evergreen State. He says, hey, Ben and crew, a monologue was great, Ben. I give you an A for your decimation of the Bucks. And I think we gutted the Bucks is what we did. And he says, and that hack of a talent, Giannis, that guy couldn't score in the clutch at the Bunny Ranch. Yeah, well, I don't think he has to worry about going to the Bunny Ranch. That's for the rest of us mortals. Atrocious, he says. Also, by the way, of course, F. Altuve. Everybody there.
F. Altuve.
That's great. We love that. Serenading the cheater. Paul writes in, says, the Bucks are choking like they're the Clippers. That's an outdated take, Paul. The Clippers aren't choking right now. That's a bad take. You're going to go to take jail with that. Charlie in San Antonio, his online profile says he's romosexual. A-plus monologue, Ben. If anyone could be an aficionado of meltdowns in the playoffs, it would be a Clippers fan. Says, by the way, KD showed Kawhi how a superstar is supposed to perform. When the lights are at their brightest. Yeah, I'm sure that's the case. Kawhi's very concerned. And, boy, how upset is Charlie going to be? I mean, he spent all this money, bought all these voodoo dolls to poke Kawhi Leonard, and the Bucks don't win the game on coming up here tomorrow, or today, I guess, now. It's over. I mean, the Clippers are going to win Game 6 in L.A. That's it. Eugene in Chicago says Milwaukee definitely is going to have a new head coach next season. I think Eugene should make the drive up from Chicago, and Eugene should coach the Bucks. I know you're a Bulls guy, but you should go for it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I mentioned the Diamondbacks, and they deserve some special attention in their latest loss against the Giants. They were up 7-0 in this game in San Francisco. They end up blowing it. Is it Mike Yastrzemski had a grand slam in the eighth to rally the Giants back.
Yes!
That's 12 losses in a row and now 21 consecutive road losses. They are one away from the all-time Major League record. Go for it, Diamondbacks, tomorrow in San Francisco. You can do it!
You can do it.
They got to have paper bag night in the Valley of the Sun when they get back there and pass out the paper bags with the Diamondback logo on it.
We suck again.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
You can
wonderful.
Do it. You can do it, D-backs.
You can do it. We believe in you. Come on. Do it for the American people. We need it.
7-0 lead. Oy, oy, oy.
Well, you don't want to be a middling team. You either want to be great or terrible. We don't talk about middling. We talk
That's
about
true.
Great or terrible.
That's
so
true.
The Diamondbacks can't be great. They're not middling.
Yeah, I hope they keep losing so the tickets get even cheaper because I'll be going there next month. Watch the Dodgers.
You'll be traveling? You're going to become a Diamondback fan because you can go there. They'll actually pay you to go to the games.
Yeah, they're cheap over there, man.
They'll pay you to fly in. Nobody in Arizona is like, we're not going to those games. Screw you. What's wrong with it is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on, chopping down the overnight hours here, and we have not taken a phone call. Let's do that right now. We'll say hello to beer-drinking Brian in Kansas City. Hello, beer-drinking Brian.
What's up, man? How you doing, bud?
Now, you were supposed to get married in July. I remember we had talked about that. It was going to happen. Big gala celebrity wedding in Vegas, I think you guys were talking about. Is the wedding off now?
It's still supposed to be on the 23rd, but financially I got to figure everything out because of all this hospital and everything. But hey, good thing about it, though, since we last talked a couple nights ago, no police, no ambulance. So,
have you been back to the hospital since we last spoke?
No.
You have not? All right, well, good.
Not yet,
good.
Thank God.
Not yet. Stay out of there. Yeah. When you go to the hospital, are they kind of first name basis? You're in there so much, are they like, "Hey, Brian's back"?
Unfortunately, yes. Yeah. And there is one physician that works overnight, so I try not to go overnight because she is something else. And
hold on a sec. Well, what does she do? What is the night nurse, the overnight nurse at the ER there do?
Basically tells me to F off and die.
Whoa, really?
Been here too much.
I think that's a violation of the Hippocratic Oath, I believe. I don't think doctors... maybe Doc Mike would do that from Chicago, but not like a legitimate doctor should not tell a patient just go away and die. That doesn't seem like that's good medical advice.
Well, she sure didn't tell me to drink my own urine, but Half Pint didn't believe me.
Yeah.
And so, not this last time, because I knew that she wasn't there. I called to make sure she wasn't there, but the time before, Half Pint went in with me. Yeah. And she seen what happened, and Half Pint about whipped her. Well, anyway, she's about to put her in the hospital.
Wow. You almost hit her. You hear that, Eddie? They almost had a fight.
I love my weed.
Half Pint pulled out the
claw. So the
nurse. How long has got the claw?
The nurse.
She's ready to bring out the claw. You know?
That is one of my top five drops. I love Half Pint, how excited she is. The joy in her voice when she says that is just amazing. It's a great drop. It's wonderful.
How long has got the claw?
How excited she is. It's great.
Now, beer drinking Brian, who knows you better, the people at the ER or the cops?
Hey man, we better put a coin toss on that one.
are the cops in Kansas City like, listen, we just want to, you know, it's the overnight shift. We don't want to hang out. We just want to pass the time. And they got to keep going to your house. You know, they got to keep hanging out with you, Brian.
Well, but remember, a few weeks ago when they were here, we had two of them that were listening, and I think one of them called in Williamson, but I'm not sure. But they're listening now overnight.
Oh, good. All right.
Because so,
we thank them. I mean, you're adding people to listen to the show. I mean, we have a lot of police to listen to the show. We support the police on this show, but
I'm trying not to get arrested.
Yeah. Well, I don't think our show is going to keep you from getting arrested. I don't think we have that kind of power. I don't. You might want to call some other shows. Maybe George Norrie over at Coast to Coast can get you out of there. All right. Beer drinking Brian, nice update on your life there. And no Half Pint, unfortunately, but maybe she'll call in later. You never know. Stay tuned. So hometown discount, not so fast. Andre Drummond, who some say will go back to the Lakers. The consensus was he'll take less because he wants to play with LeBron and Anthony Davis in L.A.
Yeah.
Apparently not, at least if you believe an Instagram posting by Andre Drummond, who seemingly rejected the concept of staying put in purple and gold for a minimum contract, which I don't know why anyone would take a minimum contract when you can get more. You never are supposed to leave money on the table. Another story I found amusing along those lines in the NBA, a number of prominent media, the NBA media, a lot of massage therapists for the players. And there's a lot of angst and outrage because of the all NBA teams that were announced and who wasn't on the teams, namely Jason Tatum and Donovan Mitchell. Tatum, the Celtic star, Mitchell from the Jazz. They did not make the all NBA teams. They were supposedly snubbed. And because of that, they are going to each lose out on a potential $33 million contract bonus. The carrot on the stick for making the all-NBA team. But I don't think they were snubbed. Who are you going to take off? Who are you going to bounce out of the all-NBA team and put Donovan Mitchell and Jason Tatum. And the Mitchell thing, Mitchell's been tremendous here in the playoffs against the Clippers. He's been redonkulous. He's been like Dwayne Wade, but doesn't mean he's an all-NBA player over the course of the full season. All right, it's the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We've got the NBA playoff pick'em, two games coming up on the card, so we will get to that. But here is the Who Am I game. So Philly's Matisse Thybulle was named the all-defensive second-team player. He played only 20 minutes per game. That's Matisse Thybulle. No all-defensive player had ever averaged fewer minutes. I held the previous record with 20.4 minutes per game when I was named to an all-defensive team. Again, Matisse Thybulle of the Sixers, named the all-defensive second team after playing only 20 minutes per game this season. No all-defensive player had ever averaged fewer minutes. I held the previous record with 20.4 minutes per game. Who am I? The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason. I'm at Eddie on Fox.
Hot nuts!
No, I haven't heard that one in a while. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
At one point, Hot Nuts was one of our top callers. And then disappeared. A short-term star for a season of the Ben Maller Show, and then his contract as a caller was not renewed, unfortunately. Here's the Who Am I game. We go to basketball. The Sixers' Matisse Thybulle was named the all-defensive second team. He was named the all-defensive second team after playing only 20 minutes a game. It's a 48-minute game. He only played 20 minutes per game. No all-defensive player had ever averaged fewer minutes. I held the previous record with an average of 20.4 minutes, so a little bit over that. Who am I? That is the question. What is the answer? And we have the NBA pick'em coming up here momentarily. The answer's flowing in. Bill says Julius Randle is the correct answer. Mr. Nice Guy going with the iconic talk show host Wally George. By George. Joe Smith from Scorpio Niner. Who else do we have? Sexual Chocolate, Mark Henry from Wrestling Fame. Guessed by Rob in Vegas. Page down here. Rick Mahorn from Matt, the Warrior Raider A's fan. Emmett, the blind Seahawk fan, says FSR board op Don Brown, a.k.a. the Heavy Kid. But Emmett knows everyone. Emmett is like he studies. Who? He studies who works here at Fox Sports Radio more than like he studies in school. It's fascinating. Who else? We have Serge Ibaka, guessed by Jason in Denver. Great guess, Jason. Manute Bol from Dante, that's his answer. Page down. Sean is going with Cedric. Ferris Bueller from Just Josh. Michael Olua Candy, tossed out by Gun Show Jones. Vols fan Jimmy says it's got to be the radio broadcasting Mount Rushmore bopping Benny. Ben Maller, the big bopper. Ooh. Eddie, do you have an answer, Eddie?
I sure do. It's Golden State Warriors legend Festus Ezeli.
Oh, it's a good name. But no, that's incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, Bobby Jones. Bobby Jones from the 1985 Philadelphia 76ers.
Who?
He was a white guy on the Sixers. All right, here we go. Hit that button right there. Time now for the NBA Pick'em, playoff pick'em. Couple of games so we can do the NBA playoff pick'em. Don't have a lot of time, but Coop, you are going first.
Bounce back game, Joel Embiid.
All right, go ahead, Roberto.
Let's see here.
Hurry up!
Donovan Mitchell!
Wow, thank goodness. Take that bum. Eddie.
I'll take Trae Young.
Oh. Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, or I call them 30 and 30. Go ahead, Eddie.
Tobias Harris.
Bad pick. Roberto.
I don't care.
Let's see here.
Hurry
go
up.
Many ways here.
Hurry up.
I'm going to go with Marcus Morris. Jinx, jinx,
oh,
jinx.
Free ball. Kubaloo. Back
jinx,
to back.
Jinx, jinx.
Free ball.
Did somebody pick Trae Young?
Jinx. Yeah, yes, I think so. Yeah, a long time ago.
Clint Capella, I can't.
All right, hurry up.
Roberto, guys,
hurry
time.
Up. Roberto!
Tobias Harris.
Eddie!
I already picked him. Bogdan Bogdanovich!
The other Bogdanovich!
Bogdanovich.